This afternoon, there is a special meeting of Niagara Regional Council, again, discussing the issues at the Niagara Regional Police. They've been under a lot of scrutiny this summer for the last few months, and we've been taking a really closer look at our relationship with the police in terms especially of funding and the interactions between police and our marginalized communities. Joining me now, he'll be presenting at the special meeting today. We have Saleh Wazirudin from the Niagara Region Anti-Racism Association. Saleh, how are you?
Doing okay, Shelby. Thanks for having me on. Saleh Wazirudin for the Niagara Region Anti-Racism Association.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I just wanted to judge your thoughts here because it has been it's been a week for you. So how are you feeling today going into the meeting?
Well, there's been lots of up and downs. We were looking at the St. Catharines Council meeting that happened on Monday to pass a lot of the reforms from their anti-racism advisory committee. And they passed the majority of them, which was supposed to come into the region for this meeting this afternoon. It was disappointing that three of the reforms weren't passed. Two of them lost by a tie, and there was, I think, partially because of some confusion and information that came from the police chief. But for today, I've been told by Mayor Walter Senzik that his motion, which will be in front of the region tonight, will have the 7 of the 10 reforms that were passed, and I'm excited that the regional councillors will be able to vote on that. Because I think really, in the conversations that have been happening around the police, one thing that's been missing is the expression of support for communities that are feeling discrimination, BIPOC communities, Black, Indigenous, people of color. Because a lot of these reforms and policies, and it's not just here in Niagara, from St. John and New Brunswick to Victoria and BC, cities have been passing resolutions calling for changes to police. But the regional council is not the one that makes these decisions. It's the police board that does. So there's no need to get into the nitty gritty on the policies. It's more important to send a clear message of support for racialized communities and to send that message to the police board.
Do you feel like that support is truly there at the regional level?
We'll have to see. I the proof of the pudding is in the eating. We'll have to see what council does. I know that from the present, many of the presentations at the last meeting were very effective, and the councilors, I think, took them to heart from racialized people on the perceptions of problems with the police. And there'll be a speaker. One of the other speaker today is an Inuit man from Welland who experienced police brutality, and it's his case. Is being investigated, so it is some more information that should send a message to councillors that there is a problem here. You know, even the a couple of days ago when the Ontario Human Rights Commission came out with a report on the Toronto Police, even they said for all this data we have, we can't prove that there is racism here, but there's lots of strong evidence that the way the police are doing their job is racist. So similarly, it would be a mistake, I think, for councillors to try to see if there's proof or not, or try to get into those kind of details, because that might not happen for years down the road. We don't even have the same data in Niagara that they have in Toronto, and even they had trouble getting the data together in Toronto. I think the focus instead should be on what kind of message are we sending out to the Black, Indigenous, and people of color, communities of color, on the perceptions of discrimination.
I know earlier, I think even just this week, you were mentioning, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please correct me if I'm wrong, some disappointment with senior leaders within the Niagara Regional Police about their views on this.
Yes, but the Niagara Regional Police has been saying that they want dialogue, they're open to addressing issues of racism, and that may be, but it raises questions when, for example, at the council meeting, the police chief had said that the armored vehicle is not an armored vehicle, even though the vendor says it's an armored vehicle. And even Chief McCulloch in earlier news interviews had said that, referred to it as an armored vehicle. Or when it was said that street checks have been stopped by the province, but they haven't been. They were just regulated. And in fact, the Niagara Regional Police website had webpage on how they do street checks. That was ironically just taken down sometime yesterday, even though the Google cache is still up of that page. But the street checks are still happening. So, and even there was a denial that Deputy 40 had denied that there's no systemic racism in the Niagara Regional Police, which he said on Tom McConnell's show on your radio station. So it's one thing to deny that there's racism in the police. It's even worse to deny that you deny that there's racism in the police. So this, I would encourage councillors to be critical in what they're hearing from the police leadership, because you can't just accept things on their own word. It's not like when Dr. Hirji is speaking, but the councillors should also look at, independent of what the police is saying, what the BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color communities have been saying, and to send a message that, you know, we hear your concerns and that we're asking the police to look at reforms.
Do you think that we're going to get to a point where members of the community feel truly heard?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we've got 7 of the 10 reforms that were requested that were passed by City Council, but now it remains to be seen how many of them will be passed by the region. And the region, I would encourage regional councillors to even add other concerns to the motion. And then ultimately, it depends on what happens at the police board, and in the future, what happens at the provincial level, where the police act is run through. So these are all steps towards, you know, the actual changes happening down the line. And so that's why it's very important, even though this is just one stage, this is not the end, it's very important for the regional council to send a clear message that, you know, without getting into all the policy details or all the stats, which are not very clear, that there's a perception, and to be clear that, you know, we hear you, and that we're asking the police services board to look at these, to change these issues, because we hear that you're feeling discriminated against.
All right. Well, we'll be watching this afternoon as you present at the special meeting.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on for the Niagara Region Anti-Racism Association.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Saleh.
Thanks.
That's Saleh Wazirudin from the Niagara Region Anti-Racism Association. If you want to watch the meeting, you can do so this afternoon. It is scheduled to take place at 3 this afternoon. You can watch through the Niagara Region's website.